12 hours out of Mackinac City, stopped in a bar to have a brew.
Michigan seems like a dream to me now.
In the summertime in northern Michigan,
we say hello to Nick Nirbon, coming to you live from the 2024 Pure Michigan Governor's Conference on Tourism in Kalamazoo. How you doing, pal?
Doing wonderful. A little rainy down here in Kalamazoo this morning, but we're still smiling from the beautiful weather we've had and all the fun interaction with our tourism colleagues from around the state.
Tell me what you do at a conference like this.
Well, it's an annual event we have each year, and all the tourism leaders and their representatives and their colleagues from all over the state, from the Western UP to the Keweenaw, all the way to Detroit and throughout the state, get together for learning sessions for keynote speakers to discover industry trends and best practices. We also have all kinds of opportunities to collaborate on initiatives together to improve our visitor experiences across the state. And then also it's just a great opportunity to look at what's ahead, you know, learn about the Pure Michigan campaign, talk about what's next, to talk about travel in Michigan.
That sounds awesome. And, you know, my daughter lives in Kalamazoo. Kalamazoo is a fun town. It's just a fun town.
No, I agree. And actually, there was a presentation yesterday that talked about some of the arts venues and some of the things happening here. The Miller Auditorium, I wasn't aware of this, they actually seat more than the DeVos Performing Arts Center in downtown Grand Rapids. And they're getting Broadway shows. They're getting all kinds of wonderful performing arts here in Kalamazoo. So lots of entertainment as well. And then, of course, for me as a craft beer geek, having Bell's downtown, that's a great asset as well.
Mm-hmm. You know it. You know it. Hey, they have the Air Zoo, Gilmore Car Museum, all kinds of things to check out. Pure Michigan's doing something called Fruits of Summer Pie. What's that all about?
Yeah, Grand Traverse Pie Company, which, you know, obviously started in Traverse City, but has grown to be a large presence, you know, across Michigan and beyond with its locations, with restaurants throughout the state. But it's also available in places like Meijer and other things. They've had become quite a retail presence as well, and we're collaborating with them to create the Fruits of Summer Pie. These are cherries and blueberries, and the blueberries come from West Michigan. The cherries come from Traverse City, and it's a unique combination. I got to try a piece yesterday at the launch event here in town. I highly recommend it, Mary Ellen. When this comes out on May 6th, it'll be available statewide. I highly recommend it, finding the Pure Michigan Fruits of Summer Pie.
I love it. We have to talk about this Detroit sign before we go any further, okay?
I know.
Okay. You know, I'm a Detroit girl. I grew up, I was born in Detroit and grew up in Metro Detroit. And the sign that's out there right now, many are complaining about it, saying it's just absolutely hideous. What were they thinking? What can you tell me?
Well, here's the thing. I saw a friend of mine who happens to work for the Detroit Free Press talking about this on social media yesterday. And the problem started when the original post was created, like the rendering of the so to speak, of the sign, what it was going to look like, was created by AI. This was created by artificial intelligence. It was not an actual rendering intended to be, here's what the sign is going to look like. And that was the post that was shared widely. So everybody saw these giant letters that looked like the Hollywood sign, and they expected something like that, and it wasn't even real. You know, so now they put the sign up that they planned, and everybody's like, wait a second, this thing's not nearly as big as I wanted it to be.
Oh, gosh. I had a field day with the comments. I mean, one of them said Hollywood sign on a Detroit budget. The other one said, why can't they make the D the old English D? Our city is too fly for that boring blank blank. Just the comments on Instagram alone were just hysterical, you know?
Yeah, that's I love it. The point about the Detroit D, the old English D, is a good point.
That is. It is. But you know what? Stuff happens, and that's just the way it is. It's going to bring millions of dollars to downtown Detroit, and that's important, you know? It just is. So.
Yeah, there's lots going on in Detroit these days. We got plenty of positive things to talk about, including the NFL draft. It's a couple of weeks away now.
Isn't that something? Oh, it's going to be great. And did you see the Frederick Meyer Garden Summer Concert Series, that lineup? That was announced today as well.
Yeah, it was, and I can't wait. You know, I live in Grand Rapids and love going to shows there at Meyer Garden. Green Sky Bluegrass, one of my favorites, and Emma's favorite from West Michigan. Can't wait to go see them in June.
Awesome. Thanks for checking in. Have a great day.
You too. Have a great weekend. Thanks,
Marilyn. All right. Thank you so much. That's Nick Nirbon with Pure Michigan.